listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
With Dave and Friends. Once again, here we are in the studio, latalkradio.com, every single Sunday from 1 to 2. It is a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, David Cohen. Of course, we got co-host Kevy.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going? We got Aiden.
Hello, ladies.
And a new addition to the Teen Trends co-host, the in-studio host, Danielle.
Hello.
Oh, why, hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Splendid.
Fantastic.
Absolutely splendid.
Indeed.
Guys, as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything that is on your mind. Teen issues. We got parents. We got stress. We got girls. We got boys. Anything. School.
Negative and positive.
Negative and positive. What pisses you off? What makes you super happy? What makes you lol?
as said in the modern language.
As said in the modern language. Modern teen lingo, guys.
Yeah.
Lol. GTG. Late.
Burbs.
Burbs. IDT.
You teens know what we're talking about.
I don't even know what that meant.
IDT.
I don't know what that meant either.
IDTB.
Stop it, David. You're making stuff up. Stop it, David.
Now you're just saying letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S.
T, U, let's get on with the show.
Let's get it, too. All right, guys. So, as we all know, this is a real show. We talk real talk here. We don't give any, excuse the French, we don't give any bullshit. Right?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I can agree with that.
That was
okay.
A real talk.
Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Eden. I love you, Mr. Eden. We all have regret, shame, sadness, remorse, guilt, or embarrassment about things we've done in our lives. We also all have done things that we are proud of or have accomplished in our lives. Today's show is going to be on these topics. Many times I've asked people, what decisions in life do you kick yourself for having made? I hear a whole load of interesting stories. Like, it's ridiculous. Remembering these things and being able to talk about our thoughts and emotions help guide us through life. Right? Of course. Today I'm reading emails where people have written me about some of the things that they have done that they are happy about and some of the things that they have done that they regret. If you'd like to email me, you can do so at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Or if you would like to call in live on the air and talk about the things you are proud of or the things you regret, please call us at 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. All right. To start out the show, I want to ask everybody in the studio, what have they done? What are some things that they have done that they completely regret? Just to break the ice for the listeners. Just so they're like, ooh, I don't want to call in because I'm embarrassed. Or I don't want to tell them what I regret
That's
or what I'm
reasonable.
Proud of because I'm embarrassed. So let's break the ice.
Let's do that.
You know the game, like, break the ice, where you have, like, a little plastic mallet and then there's
I have
a dude
no
have,
in
have you heard about
that.
The polar bear? It broke the ice.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, bro.
whatever.
Cool, bro. Hey, real cool, Kev.
It's a pickup line.
Real cool, bro.
Okay. All
right.
So who should go first in this?
Let's go. Let's pass it off to the new one. To the new chick.
Oh, here we
go.
No.
Go, Dania.
Dania.
Go, Dania.
Something I regret. Let me think about this.
Okay, we're gonna... I'm just kidding. No. I mean, think about it. Like, everybody has something that they regret, you know? There's always something that maybe... Not necessarily that you regret. No, I take that back. Not everybody has something they regret. Maybe that, you know, you have something that you wish could have played out differently. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Word up. Okay.
Probably the fact I didn't try to apply for a different college.
All right.
Probably that.
Okay. Understandable.
That seems like a common thing among teens.
Yeah.
It does.
I'm in community college myself, but I don't regret it per se.
University of Moorpark.
Yeah. I definitely don't regret it because it was part of my plan and all that.
Aiden.
I definitely regret something, which I regret recently.
Tell me.
So I went into a relationship.
Mm.
I went into it with a desire to help the person.
I know this one.
Yeah. See, yeah, right? Okay, but see, when you go into a relationship with the desire to, like, form a bond to that extent, it's
right.
different than going in to want to help someone.
Right.
And that help relationship grew to be a dependency.
Right.
So what you're saying is you join the relationship more of to help her than...
Basically.
Like, to, like, have a friendship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really a friendship relationship, which it turned to be, but it was still dominantly... me helping her.
Right.
Which isn't how relationships should be.
I've been in the
but see,
same
no,
type of...
The biggest thing I regret was forming a love that way, a love I got used to
right.
in that respect, and then I had to lose it because
she
was too dependent on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Kevin.
I have one big regret in my life, and this is beginning of this year. A good friend of mine was dating this girl, and they broke up, and then I hung out with the girl, and I had no intentions of doing anything. And then what happened was she came on to me, and I kind of let it happen, and we started seeing each other for a while, and it completely shattered a friendship, like a great friendship between me and this guy, and it messed up things with, like, other, like, my whole group of friends pretty much, they didn't turn against me, but they did have a negative image of me.
Right.
Just because it was a pretty, excuse my French, douchey thing to do.
These are tough subjects.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That is by far my biggest regret, because I have lost a friendship that I cannot rebuild at this point in time.
Right. I feel you. My regrets. Here's the thing. I always have had the mentality, and of course this sounds like cliche.
David Cohen.
But I've always kind of had this mentality that I don't allow myself to be haunted by regret. Okay. I have regrets and I will speak of them. But I don't consider them to be regrets. I consider them to be things that started out, like things that started out as kind of things that started out with a negative emotion behind them, right? And then from a negative emotion, I allowed myself to learn the lesson and see the positivity out of the negative emotion, you know, or like out of the negative experience. But, like, I don't know, because I believe that regret is a literal, like, cord. Yes, Aiden? Do you want to say something?
I have the exact same feeling,
right.
which is why I've come to terms with what just happened.
Exactly.
But, here, so, I see regret or sadness as a form of perception, And you can change your perception pretty easily. So basically, it's just coming to terms with it and being content with the reality you're in.
Exactly.
And not seeing it as negative, seeing it for the positive that's in it, for the life that's in it. And
just like how we talk about on Teen Trends, you know, like, you have the choice of the way you perceive it, whether it be at first presented to you, which is perceived as a negative way, you can look beyond that and realize that in actuality, it can be a very positive thing. You can learn a lot from it. So, I don't know. I believe that regret is just like a cord. Just think about it as almost like an energetic cord that goes from like you to something in the past. It's like a cord it's a cord that you create within you that's still, you know, attached to you. And sometimes cords like that can hold you back. That's why I don't like regret. But
never dwell on it.
Right. Never dwell on it.
But it seeps.
It does.
It's a bad thing.
It does indeed.
All of the things that have happened in your life have made you the person you are today.
Exactly.
So unless you are unhappy with the person you are today, you should not be dwelling on these regrets. But
even if you are
unhappy, I'd say it's more of a thing where you can learn from it, or you can try to turn it around.
You gotta love yourself. You gotta love yourself. You gotta love yourself. Okay.
I don't know that song.
This is David Cohn, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, bros. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, latalkradio.com. If you guys want to call in live on the air, you can do so, 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815, or you can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Talk to us. Today we are talking about regret. We're talking about the things that we're proud of, our accomplishments, just stuff like that. Things that I quote unquote regret. I feel bad, but I lead certain. There's been a few females in my life in which I've, you know, I very similar to Aiden's situation. I like to help people. I like, you know, if I see, you know, a person that is a bit shattered or like a bit, you know, broken or just not completely being who they want to be, and it's so obvious, you know, like I want to like help them, and sometimes I, you know, send out the wrong idea, but then my own emotions get caught up in, you know, what I first perceived to be the wrong idea, and then, you know, as I start helping this person, or as I start thinking that I'm helping this person, which hopefully I am, they help me as well, they do, you know, and I'm drawn to, you know, I'm drawn to helping and I'm drawn to being helped, but that energy, which is, you know, me helping, turns into like an emotional thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then I get caught up in it. Yeah, I just don't like hurting people, you know, because like you start, like you start, you know, wanting to help a person, but once you so much try to help that person that other emotions get involved, you end up hurting that person.
Someone always ends up getting hurt, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, like if you like do it
properly,
then no, helping someone properly.
Oh.
Like fully investing yourself in
it. Properly hurting someone. Well,
you suck, but I love you.
you're cute. I agree. All right, guys, I would like to get onto the emails because we did indeed get a lot of emails. People jumped out at this. They did.
Yeah.
They jumped out at this, and you know, when people see, you know, an opportunity to express something and they like to express it, that's why we're here.
Were they more expressing their regrets or their accomplishments?
Wait. You'd imagine most people would come out with their accomplishments, right?
No. As this being a teen talk show,
yeah.
I would really say they'd come out with their regrets.
No. That's why I'm saying this, though. Most people would be proud to come out and speak with that over regrets. Oh, but yeah. In this scenario, people come out and they want this.
They want help.
That's
yeah.
But they
totally.
Just they want to get
that's
it off their chest.
Yeah, they just want to, you know, get off their yeah.
Until,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
Until today, I've only told one other person that biggest regret. So that was nice, you know,
yeah.
To get it off my chest. So
totally.
Hello, thousands. You've just been welcomed to Kevin's heart.
We actually have a caller on the air. Let's check this out. Let's check this out. Hello, you are live on the air, Teen Trends, with Dave and friends. Who are we speaking to?
This is Karen.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
How's it going, Karen?
I'm doing pretty fine.
What can we help you with today?
Well, I just like to call in with a regret. Just, you know, kind of get it off my chest, kind of. So this kind of goes back to sixth grade, and I'm in college now.
All right.
And I had a friend in a wheelchair who, you know, had a lot of medical problems. And what went down was I was having a birthday party, and of course I was in sixth grade, so I didn't want everybody to judge me, so I didn't invite her. And it all worked out for the better. She came, but she ended up dying a year later, and I've always lived with that regret.
Whoa,
that I was not nice to her.
I almost swore. I never swear when I'm on air, but I almost swore. That's
why?
Hard. Yes, because
that was
hard.
Just like a bomb.
That's
yeah.
Hard.
I was,
oh my God. Yeah.
Karen, let me. Wow. See, I was first thinking like, okay, you know, didn't invite her to a birthday party. Not too big of a deal. I don't really see how you would have, yeah. You know, a cord from sixth grade. And then she died. And you're like, whoa.
Hey-o.
Yeah, I mean, it was just sad because
I'm sorry.
I was moving on. You know, she was in a wheelchair, and I used to be best friends with her. We'd do arts and crafts. We'd have fun. But I was in sixth grade. I was getting into sports and boys, and we weren't as close. And then I, you know, I didn't really hang out with her in her last year, and it was very right. Sad that, you know, she was hurt. I mean, she ended up coming to the birthday party, but it was a lot of drama.
Right.
That's... And, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it now, but it's just very sad.
There's always the little moments in our life that we regret, whether it be not inviting someone to a birthday party, yada, yada, yada. So.
Of course, I mean, if you look at it in the terms of, like, it being a past self, like a less morally developed
right.
Person, you can come to terms with it that way pretty easily. Like, yeah, I was young. I didn't understand friendship and value behind, like, people's identity, not the social regard of how they fit. And then I feel like coming to terms with it would be pretty easy that
way.
Yeah,
you can definitely learn a lot from those kind of situations where it's like, oh, I want to invite this person to my birthday party, but nobody likes them. And then...
This
yeah,
is just
I,
like the extreme of
I
that.
Think, yeah. I think it's more a matter of, you know, coming to terms with, you know, yourself being, hey, regardless of whether people like this person or not, I like her or I like him, and I accept these people. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think it's just one of those.
Things like that come up, I'd say, for the purpose of learning from.
Right. Of course.
Like, there are thousands of little events that go on every single day that we don't necessarily notice, but they're there. We're supposed to notice them, and we could learn from them. There are some that are a little more evident.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling in, Karen. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was sweet. Wow. That's, wow. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah,
that was a shocker.
That was pretty gnarly.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that. I do want to get on to our emails, as I was going to do before Karen called. Just because, you know, people email me for a reason. You know, might as well help them out.
May I say something that I just noticed? The wonder behind this radio show.
You may say something.
Kevin opened up his heart to thousands. Karen opened up her heart to thousands. And then all the people who email David are willing to open up their hearts to thousands.
This is just a big circle of
love. I love you, Aiden.
It's a big circle of love.
That's wonderful.
That's a wonderful thing right there.
That's cool.
Okay, go.
I agree.
I just really wanted to commend the people who emailed you right there.
I love you very much, Aiden. And that's why we do it. You know, we do it for the opportunity for, you know, people to feel better about themselves. This is why we're here, you know? We like helping people. Dear Dave, as much as I try to put it all behind me, I torment myself about whether or not to worry. I put my mother and father through while I was in college. Okay, one moment. I think this person, with all due respect, had a run-on sentence. Dear Dave, as much as I try to put it all behind me, I torment myself about whether or not the worry I put my mother and father through while I was in college, getting in trouble smoking pot, was in large part the stress that caused my mother's terminal illness and eventual death. I regret that I could not have made her more proud of me, and that I had been so foolishly selfish. I understand that teenagerhood is a time of immense self-absorption and self-centeredness, but I wish my particular path hadn't wrecked the pain it did on those I loved. Wow. There's no name put on the email, but that's intense. I can say to you that once again, as Aiden said, you know, everything happens for a specific purpose, you know, and you cannot blame yourself, you know, for your mother's terminal illness and eventual death, you know, just because, you know, you were smoking pot and maybe, you know, getting in trouble. I mean, of course, it depends on what kind of trouble you were getting in, you know, other things you were doing, but, you know, you still do have to accept the fact that you are a teenager. From what I get from this, I think you're a teenager. But, you know, you still have to, accept the fact that you are still living your own experience, and you have to experience certain things for yourself to allow you to come to surface of who you want to be, and let it be experimenting with the marijuana. Let it be, you know, getting in a little bit of trouble. That is not, like, that is not on your shoulders because you did those things and because that caused your mom's death. Don't take that to heart, you know? Would you agree?
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. So most people, when a close relative dies, they
let alone mother.
I'm just putting this broadly so it can be related to. Most people end up needing to find a scapegoat, and because they don't fully understand the situation and what's happening, so the closest thing they can do is blame themselves for whatever flaw they might have, whatever insecurity it may be, whatever thing you think is wrong with the scenario. You point it to yourself because you feel like you could have stopped it. You feel like you should have stopped it, and you were responsible for doing that, but that's not the case,
especially with a terminal illness.
I have
a family member who is suffering from a terminal illness, and for a long time I was very, why her? Like, I'm still like, why her, you know? But before, it was just me hating the world, but something along those lines, like hating why like all of this is happening and just being so unhappy with it. But as of lately, I've really become to, like, I've been talking to this person more about it, and we've been growing together as people, and I'm learning a lot from this experience, and as is she.
No, yeah. It's a beautiful thing, you know, that I believe that, you know, certain experience, well, we were saying, but, you know, even to something to go to the extent of, you know, a loved one having a terminal illness, you know, this has happened for a specific purpose, you know, like either for you to learn and for them to learn, for people around them to learn, for people around them, you know, to feel new emotions, to you know, react in certain way, you know, to get them thinking, you know.
Also, one thing I like to consider is death isn't something as scary as we all see it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
It's as rebirthing as life. And I say this very generally for the public just to kind of ease the weight off of it, because it's not that bad of a thing. A quick quote is, "Don't be afraid if I die before I wake. I wasn't put here to stay." People have their purposes. Once it's accomplished, they could be out of here. And It's not a bad thing.
I'd say that's a very touchy subject. Though.
What's that quote? I know where that quote's from.
The Fugees.
Oh, it is the Fugees. Right? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I would have to...
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Mr. Aiden, but I'm going to have to slightly disagree with you, just because I do believe the death... I don't say it's just like a stepping stone. It all depends on your beliefs. It's literally what your beliefs are in the afterlife, yada, yada, yada. Right. But the way I see it, like, I like what you said. We're not here to stay. That's true, too. That's perfectly true, because... As we all know, you're not going to live forever. But I think a way to approach moving on or whatever is going to happen, you know, after you die,
right.
You have to go into it being completely happy with the life that you
live. Of course.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of the way I view it. And I'm not imparting this. I'm just stating so maybe people can understand if they want.
Right.
So... I believe that the physical body is kind of a dependency for most of the people that are here. And I believe in auras and all that, doodad and whatnot and stuff. But, yeah, I feel like once we're rid of this body, we grow. We lose that dependency, that kind of ball and chain on our ankle. And that's the way I see death, as a rebirth as much as life is.
The ball and chain, though, can be represented as, you know... the ball and chain is beautiful, you know.
Yeah. The ball and chain is wonderful, just as the rebirth is, as the life that comes with it is.
This is not ball and chain.
It's a wonderful experience, and I say ball and chain to, you know, the visualization being like unlimited.
Right.
Once you lose the body.
Right.
But that doesn't mean the body isn't a beautiful thing, because the love, the emotions, the people, everything you experience...
The physical experience in itself.
...is amazing.
Right.
And, like, everything you should ever experience, no matter where it be, how it be, whom it be, the feeling behind it, should be positive.
I agree.
And that, of course, corresponds with physical and all that...
I love this. I love this. You know I do, but we have to get back to the emails.
No.
I love that, though. You know I agree with everything that you're saying.
Yeah, and I just thought that corresponded.
No, it does. It does. It actually corresponds with, you know, pretty much, you know, a lot of things within this whole topic of regret. And being proud, you know?
And contentment.
And contentment, exactly.
We haven't really touched on accomplishments, because regrets and accomplishments do fall.
I'm reading the emails.
Woohoo.
Right off the... Dear Dave, I regret that I did not treat my former girlfriend with the acts of love and respect that a man who is dating and courting a woman should. In trying to protect her own heart by not jumping into the relationship too quick, my hesitation led to the breakup anyway. Oh. Okay, so that's going to be... People, emails. Come on, guys. Come on, bros. We can. I think he wrote her instead of my own. I don't know. So basically, he didn't treat his former girlfriend with loving acts as a guy should. But in trying to protect his... own heart, in the email it says his own heart, by not jumping into the relationship too quick, his hesitation led to the breakup anyway. I mean, that's a fairly common thing, you know. I think that all, you know, falls under the idea of just, you know, being comfortable with yourself in the situation enough to make a 100% okay, this is my decision, instead of you know, you just have to be 100% completely comfortable with your decision and with, you know, the situation, and that's about it.
One thing that helps is viewing relationships as friendships.
Oh, it's so true.
A relationship is nothing until you've established a solid friendship.
Right?
Definitely.
And I don't feel like everybody sees it that way.
Right.
So.
I agree. The best relationship of my entire life, She was my best friend for a really long time before we ever jumped into a relationship, and it was the best, you know. Yeah. No, I mean.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel that. It's like when you get married, you can't just get married to, oh, we have a lot in common, but like, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like if you're going to get married, it might as well be to your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like,
right.
Later on in life, if say you're looking for the right person right now, don't go looking for the right person.
Right.
Go looking for a bunch of friends. Yeah. Try to make a bunch of friends. Throw every sexual or whatever, like anything sexually related to a guy and a girl, you know, like out the window. And just simply establish a friendship. Right. And that is the key to finding the right one.
I agree. I do agree. This is actually a wonderful email. I always go over the emails before I read them on the air, and this is an email that I think it's great. It goes, "Hey Dave, can't think of a whole lot of things that I've done in my life that I'm not proud of doing. Some things I'm completely ashamed of, others I just have to look back and laugh about because God only knows what I was thinking. To this day, I still wonder why I did them. I came from a good family who brought me up right, so I knew better. I had a good education, which in some ways, I think, made me more dangerous. My only guess is that all of it was the stupidity of youth. When you're young, you don't always take into account the consequences of your actions. You don't think about getting caught or killed. You don't even care. Then there's this pure exhilaration of being the quote-unquote bad guy. Face it, it's fun to do whatever you want. It feels good to be tough, strong, and cool. It's sheer joy to break all the rules. I can remember getting into fights, buying drugs, selling drugs, using drugs, and serious drinking. I remember long nights in clubs and parking lots. I remember strange people in dangerous places. I remember waking up in places I didn't recognize and having sex with women I don't know. I remember stealing, not just little things, but really big things that people should have missed. I remember hiding from the cops, running from the cops, and being arrested more than once. I remember getting shot at. How I managed to survive it all without ever getting hurt, having a record, or catching a disease is beyond me. I have been very, very lucky. I was a fool. A lot of my friends are dead now. Some are doing time. A few are still up to their old tricks. I got out. God must have bigger plans for me because he helped me get through it all, and now I am wiser for it. I turned out to be a clean, respectable part of society. Now I work to help others in need. Thanks for letting me tell you all this, Teen Trent."
Is there a name to that one? Just
there's not. I really wanted a name to this one. There's not a name to it.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that, Mr. Anonymous.
Mr. No Name. That's cool, though. I like that.
Yeah.
That one made me happy.
That kind of corresponds with Karen, right? I mean, youth.
A little bit.
And being naive, and he really came to terms with it and acknowledged it and learned from it.
I agree. I totally agree. I'd say that, you know, a lot of the regret falls under the same category. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, they're polar opposites. They relate.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something, Kev?
No.
Okay. No. He comes out to the microphone and says, "Were you yawning?
I was yawning.
What do you do? Don't like yawn. You can't yawn on the radio, Kev.
Crazy.
It's contagious. Now everyone's yawning at home.
50.
We probably got a few.
Yeah. You just see, like, the whole world, like, room. Just kidding. The whole world. Even people that don't have internet
Danielle's
are listening.
Contagious.
Okay. We've had some regrets. Let's get to... Okay, to answer your question, by the way, there are definitely more regrets than...
Yeah.
Definitely a lot more regrets than accomplishments. I want to get to some positive things here. Let's get to an accomplishment.
Can I ask everyone in the studio a question really
quick? No.
I would like to ask what you think your greatest accomplishment is.
We are actually getting a call, but I will answer that right
after.
Let's check it out.
Indeed. You are on the air live, Teen Trends, with Dave and friends. Who are we speaking to?
Hello, this is James.
Hello, James. How's it going?
How are you, Mr. James?
Hi, James.
Pretty good. Thank you. I have kind of a dual... topic.
All right.
Shoot it.
It's an accomplishment and almost a regret.
Oh, I like this.
We were just talking about how
we actually were. We were indeed.
Okay, go.
Let's hear it, brother.
This is an odd example, and I doubt many people can, what's the word I'm looking for?
Relate,
thank you. So, the example is that I play video games, and
yeah.
I play many video games.
I'm pretty sure all of us love video games, except maybe Danielle.
Hey,
but
I like video games, I'll admit it.
Yeah, but do you love video games?
We love them.
I like the original PlayStation.
I would marry Warcraft.
You would marry World of Warcraft. Okay, go on, please, James.
It's funny that Aiden, was it? Mentioned World of Warcraft.
No, that was a Kevin.
That was a Kevin. I play World of
that
Warcraft.
That was a Kevin. Okay. I earn achievements, and I feel fantastic. I feel achieved that I reached
that
goal.
Is this in World
video
of Warcraft? James, you are my new best friend.
I play video games on legendary mode. I feel fantastic about myself. But when I leave my room, all that accomplishment goes away. And it's almost as if it's a regret. It's like, I was just in that room for 6 hours.
Wow.
When I put down that controller, I felt like a god among men. But as I left the room, and the controller was more distant, and the games were more distant, and in fact, they become distant.
I thank you for gracing us. It makes
James,
complete sense.
You are a legend in the man world.
James, that is probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard.
You should probably not tell girls that. Just saying.
Yeah. James,
I just wanted to come in. You guys haven't gotten any accomplishments. And, I mean, I'm not one to go out and jump off the highest cliff to skydive. Like, I'm not one to just go strive for the best and that my name will never be in the Guinness Book of World Records. But I can say, I beat Halo Reach. I beat Halo on Legendary Mode.
Oh,
no,
God. Wait, you beat Halo Reach?
He is a god.
Oh.
Didn't
that just come out?
Yeah, James, didn't that come out like last week?
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much time did you spend
and you,
doing
And you beat Halo
Rock
Reach.
On brother.
On legendary.
That is the dank.
I highly appreciate what you've told us. And sir, I just want to tell you that you're making yourself happy.
Yeah.
And high five to you.
James, this is by far the best call I've ever heard on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
I agree. This is
all you other calls, you were wonderful, but did you just hear what happened?
I truly think like James, if you ever had to write an essay, just say that. Like the further and further I get from the controller, I start to lose
a little feeling. Part of myself.
I start to feel a lack of accomplishment.
Sounds like a Cartman monologue.
It does. It does. Well, James, thank you so much for sharing that on Teen
really?
Trends. That was absolutely hysterical. And what I'm going to say to you is I do agree with Aiden. You know what? You're making yourself happy, and I think that's great. I think that's great.
But I would also agree with Danielle by saying,
don't tell girls that.
Unless they're, like, down for video games.
I don't judge. It's just...
If
most girls will not like that.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
saying.
If you don't tell girls, you might even be able to nullify the regret. And then have super accomplishment.
You'll be like the god
super
of
happiness.
The gods,
I mean,
among men.
As long as you have a life besides the video games, it's fine.
True.
Yes. I've come to terms with having a life.
Good.
Wait, James, before you go, did you say you played World of Warcraft?
Yes, I
Kevin's
do.
In
yes,
love with
James.
You.
James, add me on World of Warcraft. My name is Nova. Wait, no, write this down. Novalyfe on Deathicus, if you know what server that is.
Nova Life. Okay.
All right. Take care, James. I look
Thank
forward
you,
to talking
James.
To you soon. Oh my god, I just made a WoW buddy.
Thanks, James. You have a great one, brother.
He's
Kevin, one thing.
Yeah.
For the Alliance.
For the horde.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Nerd.
All right, hey. Well.
Hey there.
What?
You just called me a nerd.
At least
well,
we, that's cool. I play WoW. Wait, can we just hence this really quick? A few moments ago, we were talking about video games, and Danielle says, "Don't tell girls." Kevin's just like, it's like, "Yeah, dude, add me on World of Warcraft, bro." Okay.
I don't care if girls know I play WoW because personally, I don't. Okay, there's the stereotypical WoW nerds,
yeah,
you know, and then right. There's the people who get out and about, and then in their free time
still manage to be
I've had ex-boyfriends who played WoW all the time, and right. We still went out and it was fine, but
when they're at home alone at late at night, dorks. They play World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
I am a closet nerd. Actually, no, I'm not a closet nerd. I am proud to be a
so
World of Warcraft.
I.
It just sucks when you're with a girl and. You want to play World of Warcraft rather
Listen,
than hang out with
we,
them.
We do have to get married to emails. But I want to say one thing, and then I'm going to close this conversation just because it's absolutely hysterical. Aiden and my like family friend. We have one of our friends. He had this girlfriend, and on WoW you have this thing called a raid.
Which takes, like, a couple hours to do.
Right. Raiding takes, like, a few hours. Like
literally 5 hours.
And
yeah.
And his girlfriend kept calling him. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
His girlfriend kept calling him during his raid. And during a raid, you do not
focus.
Want to be, like...
You are focused
yeah.
on
like,
it.
My,
you do not get interrupted.
One of my best friends, he is my family, he is my brother. His name is Xander, and he plays World of Warcraft. I... We'll sometimes talk to him during a raid, and he'll just be like, "Sorry, bro, not now." Like, and but
just, sorry, Dr. Brady.
Basically, long story short, our friend's in a raid. His girlfriend's calling him. His girlfriend calls him once. "Baby, I can't talk right now. I'm in a raid." Hangs up. 5 minutes later, "Baby, I can't talk right now. I'm in a raid." Hangs up. 5 minutes later, she's like, "Stop playing your video game, like, are you kidding?" He's just like, "I'm in a raid, we're done."
He straight breaks up with her because this isn't working.
Yeah. he straight breaks up with her because he's in a raid and
that
she won't leave him alone.
That's the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's ruthless.
Okay.
That's so bad.
So on to the emails. Let's talk about stuff we're proud about. Dear Dave, here's some things that I am proud about myself. I finally have a job that I like, which pays pretty good. I met some really cool people. That must mean I'm cool, too. indeed it does, sir. I'm learning to be responsible and good to myself. I know when to say no more often than I used to. I don't lie, unless it's a white lie, not to hurt someone's feelings. I finally learned to let people go I could not keep. Most of the time, I like myself. I always manage to embarrass myself, so don't run into the problem of taking myself too seriously. That's good. I like that one.
Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah, I've admitted that I was wrong in hurting people, that I did. I'm finally genuinely interested in the world around me. That is a beautiful,
That's cool.
beautiful
That's
thing.
Cool. Honestly, I've related to every single one of these statements. I really want to meet this person now.
Yeah. This person seems really cool. I insist on respect. I've had some wonderful conversations with random people. I can be practical. I can give practical advice to my close friends. I'll put myself out there even when I'm afraid. Thank you, Teen Trends, for letting me share these new things that make me proud to be the person who I am. Thanks, Kevin. That's his name, Kevin.
Oh, Aww. My God.
Yeah.
That's
You guys
weird.
Need to be best friends.
Yeah. I really That's think we
funny.
Do.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I could name accomplishments, it would be very, very similar to that.
Yeah.
Because this person really seems like he's been growing a lot throughout his life and really seeing what's important in many different aspects.
Kevin, you should talk to Kevin over Kevin. Kevin's Kevin.
Kevin, email me, email Dave and I, teentrendsdaveandfriends@gmail.com.
Teen Trends with Dave.
And friends. Oh,
teentrendswithdave@gmail.com.
That's why it's not my email address.
Let's repeat that one more time. teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. You can Aww. Do that.
Email.
thank you very much, Kevin, for emailing us. You inspired Kevin. Kevin-spired Kevin. Kevin's Kevin.
K-squared.
Okay. Dave, I'm most proud of sticking up for a girl who was being bullied back in middle school. Being chosen for a speaking part of my school show now. Getting a B in algebra. It's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
That sounds really
good.
Good
for you. Woo.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah, dude. Yeah.
What's that person's name?
There's no name. There's so many no-name emails today.
David, I have a question for you.
What?
What are a couple of your greatest accomplishments?
Greatest accomplishments or what I'm most proud of?
What are you most proud of?
Okay. Well, I'm most proud of having such beautiful, wonderful friends that aww. I've allowed myself to surround myself with, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm most proud of, just because it's like, you know, being proud is, it's a state of mind. It's a matter of, you know, what you perceive to be proud. Like, some people could be like, yeah, dude, you know, and this, I'm not saying this is bad. I'm not saying this is less.
It's like over-contentment.
Right.
Which is right? good.
I was going to say, you know, I'm not saying this is, like, less or anything than, you know, than any other reason to be proud, but you know, some people would be like, I'm really proud for, you know, getting this award, which that is beautiful and you should be proud of, and I've, you know, felt super proud for, you know, getting awards before and stuff, but I would say the thing that I'm proud of most is surrounding myself with the people who I do.
Surrounding my people
with more people, because I got people.
this might sound like, same as you were trying to defend yourself with your statement. Might sound a little weird, but I'm most proud for trying to give my friends the most positive feel I can.
Right.
I'm proud of making my friends happy.
Yeah, aww. Exactly.
Which correlates directly with what you said.
No, exactly, right? and, you know, not only making your friends happy and not only me making my friends happy, which indeed is like number one priority, friends and family and just anybody who enters my life. But another thing is them making you happy, you know, and like you learning from them as well.
Yeah. And I'd say a big thing is, I feel like you get a lot of joy out of, bringing happiness to other people.
Yeah.
And then it comes back to you in return.
I do.
Like you get joy simply out of bringing happiness to other people. And then also they will,
what you put out is what you get back. Yeah.
When you smile at someone, they smile back.
Right?
Miss Danielle, do you have a greatest accomplishment or a thing you're most proud of?
I do. Probably the thing I'm most proud of would be when I was younger, I was a loser, basically.
Oh.
I want to say, yeah. I mean, I really was.
Me too.
We definitely had this discussion.
Aiden's like, yeah, I've never been a loser.
Yeah, no, I really didn't. I really didn't like myself.
Thanks, David.
And it was like, I don't know, it was just really bad. But when I got older and I started like liking myself more and accepting myself and I don't know.
At what age was this life, when you started accepting yourself?
Probably 9th, 10th grade.
Me too.
Yeah. Mine was 11th grade.
Oh,
yeah, right.
I took a year longer than you guys. I didn't really find myself till 11th grade, and I didn't really become the person I am today till 11th grade.
Yeah.
But the dick. The dick. It's the older dick.
that's yet again another little modern lingo term.
Oh, so. Yes, indeed. I want to hit another proud email, but I'm looking at these emails as regret, which isn't a bad thing, and the reason why you sent us the regret is to get it off your chest. So we'll do regret, but I want to do one positive and then one regret. I want to do let's see. Dave, this is a good one. Dave, I'm proud of hanging in there with my continuous struggle to keep going to class, learning, and figure out the sort of person I want to be in the real world. Yay! That's all it says.
I'd say that's another good one. Like, look at...
Out of time.
Really?
Well, no, sorry. I was going to, like, read a whole story, but never mind.
So look at, like, the person who you are. The person you are relates to your interests.
Right.
Once you find those classes that you enjoy so much, you'll get to know yourself even more, because you'll be reaching those interests that you thoroughly love, and then you'll be excited to go.
This is true. Did you want to say something, Kev?
No.
Okay.
It's all good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a wonderful episode of Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Danielle, I want to thank you for coming on the air.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah. Woo. Aiden, always a pleasure. Yep. Always a pleasure. Oh, we have a caller right now, but unfortunately...
Oh, we're sorry.
We are so sorry we can't take this call. But thank you, Kevy, co-host.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Davey, host.
Of course. You guys have a wonderful Sunday filled with excitement, love, joy, happiness, and anything else that brings you to joy. All right. Bye-bye.